Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
For good.
Welcome to episode 9 of the Biz for Good Show podcast. We have Marilee Leslie on as a guest today. She is an entrepreneur, mother, and all-around awesome person. She'll be sharing her stories along with what she does with Kangen Water and how they give back to doing good. Also, we just want you to get involved with the show. Definitely you give us your feedback. Go to Facebook or Twitter and definitely give us some suggestions on how we're doing. And please give us a review so we can keep this going for you guys. Also, a little sneak peek here. We're going to give out a shirt. Stay tuned to the very end and we'll go ahead and announce how to get that shirt. And we'll kick it over to Bobby and Ryan for the interview.
Welcome, listeners out there. We are here for episode 9. We're fixing to get into the double digits. This is the last single-digit episode. And, of course, you all know we have an amazing guest. Because they're all amazing, but this one is particularly amazing. I know I say that to all of them, but this one really is amazing, awesome, wonderful. Thank you so much, Marilee, for showing up. Marilee Leslie, right?
Yes.
I love how that rings.
Bobby, you got
Marilee Leslie. I like it.
Julia Gulia.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you for showing up, Marilee. It's an honor, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come to our makeshift studio and have some fun with us.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Cool. Yeah. Ryan, of course, is always here to keep us on track and keep us
aligned
to
the universe.
He has the best one-liners that just makes it all work. So thank you, Ryan, for shopping up. So should we just jump right into questions? How do you feel?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's do this thing. Okay, I will ask the first question. So what does doing... Now, we like to ask this of everybody because it's the Biz for Good show. Because it's about doing good in business. We talk about revenue models and all that junk, but actually there's a lot of good being done in the world. So, to you, what does doing good in business mean to you, and how did you come into entrepreneurship and Kangen?
Well, that's a loaded question. But I will tell you how I... Doing good in business used to mean something different to me because it used to mean make money, money, money for myself. It used to mean, okay, I've got to figure out a way to support my family, to take my life to the next level, and it was very me-driven. But when I shifted and when I made this self-discovery that I was the most fulfilled, when I not only helped others get what they want, and also helped educate others and came from more of a service-based place in my heart.
Yeah, mindset, yes. mindset, wow, when you push out or give out, you get back in return.
Yes.
I mean, that's our love of this whole doing business for good is that
absolutely.
When you give, you get so much in return. It's so much more powerful than making more revenue.
Absolutely.
And the revenue comes with it.
You get what you give in business. And so when I discovered that and when I stopped focusing on what I wanted to do and how I could be the answer to somebody else's pain in their life or help change their life in certain ways where I had already changed my life in those ways, that's when things really started to shift for me.
Interesting.
So doing good in business means to help others. You know, I feel like if we help enough people get what they want, and that totally sounds like some kind of MLM analogy. If you help enough people get what they want, they will get what you want. But I'm telling you, you can apply that in any business model, and it will work. I don't care what business it is.
And in this day and age, we're a lot more savvy. With all the technology, we know when somebody's full of crap.
Exactly.
I mean, we know when somebody's out to sell us on their thingy, Wadoojit, or whatever. I know it's PG. That was totally all PG stuff. But
so,
right, you have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to be genuine, and people know when you're not.
This is true. Most people do know when you're full of crap. So.
See, she can say it.
So the next part of your question. So doing good in business, I kind of already answered that, but I really feel like as you start to earn revenue and do well in your business, I almost feel like it's an obligation to teach others how to do the same thing or to give back in some way. The second part of your question was, how I came into entrepreneurship. I like to call it mompreneurship.
There you go.
I'm a mompreneur. I'm a freedompreneur. And Kangen Water was how a lot of people get their start in moving in that direction. They hit a low in their life. They hit like this bottom place. And that's what I did. I hit this bottom place where I was working, they call it the 9-to-5, but really it was at the hospital I was working. It was the 7-to-7 shift, the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
The 12 hours.
Then on the weekends, it was serving tables, going to school or trying to go to school. I don't know which one you might want to call it. Trying to figure out how I was going to do this, how I was going to provide and support my family. I ended up as a single mom and in the tiniest apartment ever, sharing a bedroom with my kids. And I was in a painful place. And I knew that I was meant for something greater. And I always knew it. You know, when you're little and you're like, I'm going to be a celebrity someday. Do you ever have that thought?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or a
oh,
rock
yeah.
star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried it. I did everything. I did tours and everything. It didn't work out so much, but oh, well. What are you going
to
do?
Right? So I used to have the same thought when I was little. I was like, I want my name in the lights somewhere. And I used to think, I want to be famous. So, that thought in me never left. And I think a lot of people that have that thought, they think, well, of course I'm never going to be famous. Of course I'm never going to be an actress or a singer or make it big.
Yeah.
I'm not the, what's that guy? Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the guy
YouTube
that,
sensation.
Was discovered by Snoop Dogg or whoever. So,
Usher. It was Usher.
Usher.
Yes. Hey, I know my Justin Bieber. I cried at the Justin Bieber documentary, okay? My wife dragged me to it.
I loved it, and I watched it.
It was awesome. The
I
first
just
one.
I mixed up Usher and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, the first one was so, the kid, I was like, and then he got all, whiny and stuff. But anyway.
That's okay. He's human, just like we all
exactly,
are.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But that feeling in me that I had a purpose to give back and that I could give more to my family and more to others, that never left me.
Yeah.
So when I was in that pain feeling, that's when I was like, all right, I got this. I am going to find something. And I did. I happened to find something that not only I believe in and that helped me grow personally, but that could also provide for my family at the same time. And now I'm able to teach others into that. I did, I had some definitely different experiences along the way during this lifetime journey. I mean, I know I look like I'm 21, you guys, but I'm actually going to be 37 this year.
No what? Way. Are you kidding me?
I know. Yes.
What? That can't be true.
Yeah, I know.
37? Are you serious?
I have lots of sarcasm in on my face for those of you listening right now.
It's awesome. I love it when somebody is not afraid to tell them how old you are. Especially when you look 22 years old.
I know.
Or 19. Holy crap. 30s.
Okay, really,
okay,
you guys,
sorry.
I really look like I'm in my 30s. But I like to pretend.
She's joking, but I'm not.
Oh.
Why, thank you. So a lot of these journeys that I went through, shaped who I am, and I was able to witness and watch other entrepreneurs. You know, my mother was an entrepreneur growing up, and I didn't even know it because I kind of didn't classify. She was a Tupperware lady.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't classify that as an entrepreneur, but let me tell you, she raised 5 kids on Tupperware.
Oh, my mom still has some Tupperware stuff. Yeah, she's 80 years old. Forever.
She doesn't do that anymore, but for 27 years, you know, we used to joke that we were going to have a Tupperware casket made whenever she passed.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
She was addicted to Tupperware. But, you know, I had that great example growing up that I ignored. And then whenever I decided that, hey, I want to own my own time, I'm tired of missing out on my children's lives. Yeah. I have a lot of kids now. We'll just say a lot of kids. But at the time, I had 3 kids. I had 3 kids. And one of them was, you know, barely born. It was just a little baby. And I was a single mom. And like, what am I going to do? So I also doubled for Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
So
yes, last podcast we talked about, I can't say her name very well. Well, we talked about that Ryan thought he was sitting next to Reese Witherspoon. However you say her name, Witherspoon, through this, and it was you the whole time. And
little did he know it was Reese without her spoon.
Oh.
I love it. She is so quick. This bam.
Bam. So I also had a great example. You know, here I was. And, sorry guys, I drink a lot of water, so I had to get a drink.
You're fine.
So.
Drink away.
It's in the raw here.
When I was working with Reese, she was such a great example to me. And she would talk to me now and again, and I don't think she has any idea how much she inspired me. I worked with her over the course of 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And she did a lot of things that were really strong, standing for women. And I would listen to her interviews. You know, when her and I talked, we weren't like, Reese, tell me how to be a strong business owner. You know, it was like, hey, how do you get your kids to go to bed? And talking about healthy snacks or random things.
That's awesome.
So, but I really watched her example and other people's example around me. Mm-hmm. And it's so true that you surround yourself with the right people, right? You are,
absolutely.
What, the top, is it the top 3 or top 5 people?
Top
5 people
you
hang around.
You are the top 5 you hang around with.
I have some pretty cool friends, so yeah. I'm going to have to choose 5 of them.
That's pretty hard, huh?
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
You can't have too many friends, though.
No.
Real friends.
Absolutely not. And that's, if you're a true entrepreneur, you are good at building relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at first, that was a skill that wasn't very easy for me. Because like I told you before, I was focused on me.
Mm.
But when I switched my message of like, okay, what do they need?
So it's something that you learned. So yes. People think, I'm not a people person. You know, I don't really, blah, blah, blah. But it's not necessarily always what you think you are, but what you can learn to be, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's about failing forward, not failing backwards. As long as you're falling forward and not falling backwards, it's all good. You learn so much from going through these different things.
Definitely.
Awesome.
You had an experience you wanted to share. It was kind of fun. We have like a
few. Oh yeah, we are. So I will tell you guys, I have so many stories, but I'll tell you guys this really quick, funny story.
We're up.
Love quick, funny stories. That's my favorite.
Okay, I have a lot, but I'll share one with you guys. I was working on Just Like Heaven. And I was in the coma. I was the girl that was in the coma.
Oh.
And there I was, lying in a coma. It was really hard
to
be in a coma, by the way.
Is
it? I hear that that's like totally hard to do.
To be in a coma?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard that from other actors that they're like, it's one of the hardest things.
Yes. Actually, if you watch the gag reel, I was scratching my nose and the director was like, Marilee's picking her nose. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am not picking my nose. You can tell I was scratching it. But I was laying in the hospital bed and Mark Ruffalo walks up and, no, actually Mark was kind of standing in the background and Reese slowly, slyly kind of walks up to me while I'm laying in the bed waiting to start. And she's like, Marilee, you get to mac on Mark today. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And she was like, oh, you know, you get to kiss Mark today. And I was like, what? I'm not kissing Mark. Now, that was the scene that we were filming that day. But I was like, certainly they're going to cut. And I'm not going to kiss Mark. No one talked to me about this. And so she's like, wait a minute. Did nobody talk to you about this? And I was like, what do you mean? And then Mark walks up and he's like, don't worry. I'm going to be respectful. And then they're like, speed, action. So I'm lying in the bed and they're running with me down the hall in the bed because this was that scene. If you can picture the movie back, if you haven't seen it, you should see it.
Yeah.
So they're standing over me. I'm in the coma and all I can think about is my heart is pounding. And I'm like, is he going to kiss me? Oh my gosh. So all of a sudden, it's true. He kissed me.
Oh.
And right as they yell cut, he pulls up like an inch away from my face. And he goes like this, with this gross look on his face, like disgusted. And he goes, did you just eat onions? So I'm not kidding. There was a burger truck on set that, Reese Witherspoon had on set. And what did I just eat? A garlic extra onions burger. I am not kidding. I wanted to fall through the floor. Oh my gosh. No, this isn't happening. Vanaka, somebody.
Vanaka.
Anyway, I have a ton of stories like that. But let's get back to entrepreneurship.
Yeah, so sure. Tell us about Kangen.
Well, Kangen.
How'd you get into that? What is that?
Well, I work with a company out of Japan. They'll be 44 years old actually this month. And they have this passion of true health. And actually they say me as a business owner, I am committed to having a mission of compassion. That's what they tell us that we have to do. It's a whole Japanese thing.
Mission of compassion.
Yes.
Love Asian culture.
It's a machine that hooks up to your water. It takes regular tap water, turns it into antioxidant, anti-inflammatory water, and it also makes cleaning waters to go green in your home to replace chemicals and cleaners. So awesome. I work with anybody that drinks water or cleans their laundry or house or
quite a bit
business.
Of people. There's a few folks in there. Did you have you had a question?
Oh, yeah. So I came across this, we're friends on Facebook. And I noticed you did an activity helping the homeless.
Yes, I did. So my business and my business partners, we get together, and then I invite also any clients that I've had as well to anything of these kinds of things that I do. Because we have personal development that we offer there as well at the same time.
Classes? Like classes?
Kind of like classes. Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of goal setting happening.
I say all the time that people in business need personal development.
Everybody needs personal development.
You need to connect with yourself before you can connect with your business.
Ugh,
and if you
so
have a
true.
Whacked out relationship with yourself, you really need to work on it. So
yes,
that's awesome.
Definitely. Yes. So I decided that I wanted to, I always try to think of causes that I can do. Just recently was helping a family in Africa. And now, this particular one, I was like, all right, we're having a get together. What can we do? Well, the teens are really close to my heart. I volunteer at the detention center, and I run a mentoring group there.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm an official unpaid employee of the state, actually.
Oh, there you go.
So I decided, there are so many of these kids that are homeless, so many teenagers. So I created an event, and we made inspirational lunches for homeless teens. We got together. We actually made 80 of them complete with peanut butter and jelly. We even had some allergy, bags for people that might be allergic to peanuts.
Oh, awesome.
And we had, inspirational notes written to them that we had written. And we did 80 of them. And it was so cool to deliver them. And it was just, I love doing anything that, I feel like if you make more money, you have an ability to
give back
more. I have a friend, another partner that is in the same business as I am in New York, actually, and he takes his revenue and he builds churches in third world countries so that anybody has places to worship, even if they're in the jungle. It's so inspiring to me.
Wow. Right, that ability to give back, it's such a huge. I mean, if you read any of the really great entrepreneurs, all of them have stories of how they give back.
Yes.
It is just it's a truth in the world that karma really exists, and when you give, you get.
Absolutely, yes.
Cool.
Well, last thing, advice for audience members.
Advice for audience members. Okay, I have one of the first things I did when I made my shift, and that was I listened to this audio, and it's on YouTube. Anybody can listen to it. It's called The Strangest Secret. Have you guys heard of it?
Yes.
Of course you have.
Absolutely.
You haven't.
Uh-oh.
Dude, get on YouTube and listen to The Strangest Secret.
The Strangest Secret. I'm honored.
It is amazing. I love it.
What's his name?
What's his name? Is it,
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. I could have told you if you wouldn't have said it's what's
yes.
his
name. Oh.
Anyway, that really amazing guy.
He has a deep voice.
Yep.
Really
yep.
deep voice.
Yep. And
Pearl. Peel.
Peel.
Okay. Maybe not. Vincent Peel? No, that's
oh dear,
Vincent
no,
Price.
It's
no, okay.
No, no,
Pete
on,
and Stick going.
Anyhow.
Sorry.
That.
Listen, just look up
just
the
look
amazing.
It up. It's amazing. It really is awesome. I did that. That was one of my first steps. Then I also. There's a couple of books that I think are just a must. The one is How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Dale Carnegie.
I was recommended that book, and seriously, I was like, I don't need to win friends. I'm not going to be some fraud and read that book.
It's sad because the title sounds like that. But it's so deep. That book is so deep and real. It's about being real with people.
Yes, yes. So that book, seriously, paired with The Strangest Secret, amazing. Also, like, so I have my own little book list that I like. Fear, you know, like, we let fear hold us back, you know. We can forget everything and run. There's so many thousands of analogies, but we can forget everything and rise and just have confidence and believe in yourself. If your mind, if you believe something, then your mind will actually find a way to make it happen. It's true. It's true.
Absolutely.
You can put it to the test yourself.
Absolutely.
But those are just some things that I've had. And then anyone can also follow me on Snapchat. I know it sounds super juvenile, but
<That's okay.
laughs> no, not
you know
what? Social
it
media.
It is so fun, and I love to.
Snapchat.
I do snap notes every night of the book that I read that day.
Okay.
So
oh, that
it's
is
just
awesome.
A couple of you know, it's my
I
version
love
of
getting
notes.
New book. Book ideas.
Yes.
It's, you can't read too much. Another thing about successful people, they all read, almost all read because it is important to keep learning.
Yes. And, I listen. I don't read, I listen because I'm super ADD. I've got to be doing two things, at least two things at once. My husband's
always
like, are you listening?
You do Audible?
Love Audible.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome.
Yes, love Audible. I listen to it at like 2 times the speed too.
Oh.
Another tip, your brain will actually absorb more if you listen to it at 2 times the speed. I learned it
really?
At an entrepreneur conference. Oh. Yes, because your subconscious is getting it faster. Try it out. It takes a minute
I've done
to
it. The author
it.
Sounds like they're really excited
I know.
About talking about it.
You fold laundry fast when you're doing it.
Awesome. Good tip. That's the tip of the day, folks.
Yes. And you can also find me on Instagram as well as Facebook. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/ smell the daisies.
Awesome. And give
smell
us all the
daisies.
Links so we can put them on the website,
I
too.
I will
so
absolutely
give us all your
that.
Links
mm-hmm.
And so we can get some interaction
awesome.
And communication.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, you guys are
Mira
so
Lee
fun.
Is awesome. I told you we had an amazing guest.
Told
she
you,
is
you.
Powerful, amazing, doing powerful good things in the world. Thank you so much.
Well,
Mira.
Thank you. You guys are amazing, too. I love this purpose. I love this show. I love your passion that you're really doing this to help others. You guys are amazing.
Oh, awesome, that's a wrap.
Boom.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, good stuff. And it recorded. That's a good sign.
I did a film.
Whoa, that was an awesome interview.
Woo! That was good.
Mira Lee, she is an amazing lady. Wow. Mira Lee Leslie, she's done a lot, seen a lot, and I still cannot believe that she's 37 years old. I don't believe it. There's no way. That just doesn't make sense.
Mind blown.
So, welcome to segments. We're going to spit out a few segments here really, really quickly. What do we got going on first, Mr. Rayong?
Sound effect guy. Tip of the day.
Ding, 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 bang. Yay!
Maybe I'll pull it out.
Very good. What's our first piece?
Tip of the day.
Tip of the day. What is it?
What you something...
What you something
What you think is what you are, or you become. What you think is what you become. Let's see. Is that right? I've got it right here. What you think is what you become. That is exactly what it is, Ryan. That is our what is it again? Our quote
of the day.
Tip of the day. Okay, we're fired.
It'll be the Biz for Good Show stirring. Who knows?
Somebody else knows. These guys don't have a clue what they're doing. Hey, we're broadcasters. We're professionals here. Okay, maybe not. What you think is what you become. That is a powerful, powerful statement. It's in my book, Eight Wisdoms. Thought is such a huge deal. People that succeed in life are the people that think, and it's not just about thinking positively, but it's about what you focus on. When you focus on doing powerful, good things in the world, you get powerful and good things back. Right?
Oh yeah.
You agree, Ryan? Is that a true statement?
Well, I'm going to say yes, Bobby.
You're gonna weigh in on that and say, yeah, it's a true statement.
Well, I mean, if you're thinking about bad things and doing bad things, eventually you're going to do bad things.
It's not rocket science. It's simple. What you look at is what you see. It's pretty straightforward. There's no magic there. There's no secret there, really, truthfully. It's just, so what you think is absolutely what you become. It is a true statement, a powerful statement, and we want you guys to focus on that. That get out there, put some positive vibes out of what you're doing with your business, with whatever you're doing. Get out there and know, I'm going to take this on. People that succeed say, I'm going to take this on. I'm going to succeed. They knew they were going to succeed, and guess what? They did. So.
I am the prize. It goes to vision boards, too. I mean, if you're focusing on things and thinking about them, then you're aware of them.
Yeah.
And you start becoming those things.
Yeah, what you see, again, is what you get, right? What you see is
what
you look at is what you see. Okay.
All right, so Bobby, he's a genius.
I'm a genius.
Yeah, because he decided the Google Challenge.
Oh, the Google Challenge.
Will be what you think.
Is what you become. So today's Google Challenge is brought to you by what you think is what you become. So spin the wheel of Google. And what do we get here? What you think is what you become. Third page. Third page. Top of the third page is... What you think, I'm sensing a theme here. What you think is what you become. Oh. Oh, so this is love quotes and sayings. Love quotes and sayings. Is this really page 3? Whatever you think is what you become. You are what you are. All of your ideas, thoughts, feelings, your highs, and lows, your dreams, your tears, your laughter are yours only. You can't blame anyone else for whatever happens in your life. Whatever you have been up until today is all a result of your previous deeds and your karma. No one else is responsible. Only you. Whatever you think is who you are and who you act and how you act and react. If you make other people happy, you will get happiness in return. With just one smile you give to someone, it can be multiplied thousands of times in return. So keep smiling and give your smiles away. Think good thoughts and you will have good in your life. Nina Gupta.
Nina Gupta. So there's your Google Challenge.
There's the Google Challenge. Is this really page 3? You always mess that up? Page 3. What you think is what you become. Okay, folks, what's next?
Mover and a shaker. Mover and a shaker.
Mover and a shaker in business? Or what is that?
Yeah.
Are we going with
Socialpreneur News?
So are we going with the Harmel Foods?
Yeah, we're going to spam some people.
We're going to spam some people. Hey, does anybody know, do you know where the term spam really came from with using for email spam, where they use that term spam? Do you know where that came from?
You not.
I do.
Oh, tell us. So
have you heard of the show Monty Python's Flying Circus? You ever watch Monty Python's Flying Circus? So look up Monty Python's and spam, the spam skit. So that's where it came from. There's a skit where they're in this restaurant and the person is telling them what's on the menu and everything has spam in it. And the one person is saying, I don't want spam. And it's like, but it comes with spam and eggs and ham and spam. But I just want the eggs and ham, but you have to have the spam. So anyway, and then everybody starts singing spam, 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 spam. So it gets all crazy. So if you haven't seen the skit, that is why we thankfully call emails that we don't want is spam. But now on spam a good note.
Got rich on that. Didn't
yeah, spam got rich on that. Yeah, everybody loves spam.
Free publicity.
Right? So to turn this into a good thing, Hormel Foods, the guys that bring you Hormel chili and all that good stuff are actually doing good in the world. And I've got this little statement that in keeping with its goal of combating global hunger, Hormel Foods specially developed and distributes Spammy in Guatemala to needy organizations. Right. Since creating the product, it's a vitamin and mineral fortified, shelf stable, of course we all know about spam, turkey spread. So it's got protein and all that good stuff with vitamins and everything in it. And Hormel has distributed some 8.5 million cans of Spammy. To malnourished Guatemalans. It also has donated more than $3 million to the Spammy Project.
Spammy Project.
Yeah. Who knew the Spammy Project, which reaches more than 30,000 children in that country.
Wow.
Awesome. Hormel Chili, good job.
Thumbs up to Spammy.
Thumbs up to Spammy. Spam, 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 spam. We love spam. Okay, we don't.
I'm gonna send you a bunch of emails. I'm gonna spammy you.
A bunch of Hormel food emails. That would be perfect. Awesome. What's our next segment?
Action of the day.
Action of the day. Do you know what it is?
The action of the day is you're gonna go our listeners.
Oh.
Because you stayed to the segment.
Yeah, to the very end of our podcast.
Very end.
So our people that are actually listening, we have a gift to give today. Yeah. If you listen to the whole podcast, you've gotten to the end, and no fair if you skipped, but we won't know. So if you did, that's okay.
No skippers or spammies.
But what are we gonna give them today, Ryan?
Today's prize is a T-shirt. Specialized with the Biz for Good Show logo.
Biz for Good Show logo. And on the t-shirt.
A dollar will go for donations.
And a dollar will go to donations. More to come on what we're donating to and why and how to assist.
Yeah, we're going to do some good, Bob.
How are they going to get the t-shirt? I mean, is everybody that says, hey, you guys, I want a shirt, get a shirt?
No.
It's the first person that does an action, because we are all about action here on the Biz for Good Show. You should be about action. That's how you get things done. What's the action they need to take, Ryan, to get that free t-shirt?
All right. You're going to go to Twitter at Biz for Good Show, and you're going to tweet us, I want that shirt.
First person to tweet out, I want the Biz for Good Show shirt,
and then
gets it.
And then hashtag be good.
Hashtag be good, do good. Get that t-shirt. I'm telling you, they're cool. These are not cheapy, crappy t-shirts. These are really awesome. I like my fabric to be nice.
Goosey?
Yeah, whatever.
Nice and pushy.
Anyway, they're good shirts.
Plushy. Softy.
Softy, plushy. Softy, plushy, nicey, easy.
Easy breezy.
Easy breezy. Yeah, I like my shirts to be easy breezy. Easy off and breezy when they're on. All right, this is your chance, folks, to win a t-shirt. Thanks for listening. I was going to say watching, but that would be weird because you aren't watching a podcast. So,
yeah. Good luck doing that.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun here. We would love your impressions. We would love to get some reviews on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah.
If you could take a minute and say, hey, I love this show. Thank you so much, guys. You make my day, and I'm starting my business.
Yeah. Ooh, we'd love stories, too.
Yeah, we'd love some stories.
Email us at the contact page.
All right, folks. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Be good. Do good.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.